Hello, my friends. I just want to talk to you really, really quick to give you a brief moment of inspiration. And I want to tell you the five words for today are, you can make it through. Yes, I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to the person sitting to your left or to your right. I'm not talking to that person in the other cubicle. I'm not talking to that person in the other car. If you're driving down the road, I'm not even talking to that other person in the house with you. I'm talking to you, and I'm telling you today that you can make it through. But it's not enough for me to tell you that you can make it through. You have to begin to tell yourself, I can make it through. Yes, I know I won't be able to hear you when you say it, but would you say that with me? I can make it through. Don't let nobody tell you any difference. Tell yourself, I can make it through. Tell the naysayers, I can make it through. I'm reminded when I was a little boy, I used to spend some time at my grandmother's house, and she was a stickler for word usage. And I used to say to her, can I have a piece of candy? And she would often say, yes, you have the ability to have a piece of candy, but if you're asking for permission, you have to ask the question, may I have a piece of candy? So I'm talking to you today. Listen to that. I want to tell you that you can make it through. The difference between can and may is that when we think about can, you're not asking anybody for permission. You're simply stating that I have the inherent ability to be able to do that thing. So I'm telling you today that you can make it through. Today is not the day to have to ask someone for permission for you to be great within yourself, to do the things that you can do. I'm saying you have the ability on the inside, and you don't have to ask anybody's permission to be able to make it through whatever you're dealing with. And I'm gonna tell you that I get a lot of inspiration from a lot of different sources, and right now I'm really fired up. I'm bouncing around the room right now because I'm thinking about my inspiration source for today's five words, which comes from a very common, popular text that says this, yea, though I walk through. Yes, another five words, going through. And I love this. I love this because through is indicative of the fact. It's a function word that really indicates that we're going into a thing at one point or at one side of it, but we're coming out on the other side. In other words, we're going through it. We're not just going to it. If we're just going to it, that means that's the stopping point. That means we've achieved our goal. That means we're at an insurpassable place and that there's no way we can get beyond it, but we have to stop right here, pack up our bags, and just go home. But I'm telling you that it's not enough just to get to that thing that you're dreaming about. It's not just enough to get to that place where you're about to cross over. You're about to go through. And listen, it's going to be hard sometimes. Yes, it's going to be challenging sometimes. It's going to seem like you can't make it. But have the confidence at the start of your dream, at the start of pursuing your goal, that you're going to make it to the other side. And you have to say within yourself, I can make it through. I have what it takes on the inside of me to make it through. Doesn't matter what other people say about it. I have it on the inside to make it through. And so this inspiring text says, yea, though I walk through. As I thought about yea, and I thought about in the English language, we have this grammatical term, which is a homophone. The homophone means one of two words pronounced alike, but different in meaning and spelling. And so this text says, yea, though I walk through. Yea. If we think about it in this common world that we live in, when people are texting and sending these different kind of messages, and they'll type in a text, Y-A-Y, yay. And the text says, yay, though I walk through. And so let me just challenge you to change your mindset. When you come against that obstacle, just say, yay. That's a time, an indication of celebrating, of joy, of excitement. Because when we come to a thing, there's something on the inside that tells us we're going to go through that thing. And so we can see the other side before we even enter into it. So when we come against that thing that's going to stretch us, when we come against that thing that's going to try us, when we come against that thing that's going to cause us to stay up late sometimes at night, it's going to cause us, listen, trouble in your way. Sometimes you got to cry. It's going to cause us sometimes some pain. It's going to cause us some agony. But on the other side of all these things, we are going to make it through. So I just come to encourage you today that regardless of how your day is looking, regardless of the circumstances around you, be encouraged that you can make it through. And just say it again with me. I can make it through. Maybe that wasn't strong enough. Let's say it again. I can make it through. it through. I just came to encourage you with 5 words. You can make it through. See you next time. Hey friends, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Just 5 Words with Lawrence Martin. I hope that these words are inspiring you, just 5 words, because they inspire me. And so I just want to ask you to consider subscribing to the podcast, and maybe you have a friend that could benefit from just 5 words, a little inspiration to make it through their days. So please feel free to share this with a friend. Please subscribe, and we'll see you next time on Just 5 Words with Lawrence Martin. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.